You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Orange ribbons could be seen on the Syracuse University campus Wednesday as the community remembered Newhouse Dean Lorraine Branham. She passed away Tuesday after a bout with cancer. WAER's Chris Bolt reports her colleagues credit her with leadership that will impact the school and its students for years to come.
Somebody yesterday said the building's feels kind of empty, I think, because she was such a force of nature, so inspirational and so active and such a hard worker.
That hard work, broadcast journalism professor Barbara Foate mentioned, is what led to the tangible impacts Lorraine Branham had on the esteemed S.I. Newhouse School of Public Communications in the scant decade she was here.
The two things that I think are remarkable about her legacy here are her fundraising ability and getting us the renovated Newhouse 2 with the great facilities for students to use. And then secondly, she really pushed us into the digital world and helped us change the curriculum to keep more up to date with what's happening in industry today.
Foate further noted how effective a fundraiser Branham was to see through the visions to advance the school. Part of those advancements were rung in with great fanfare back in the fall of 2014.
Help everybody who comes through this school to tell the important stories of our time. That's really what great media is all about. And I just want to say to all of you students here, you are so lucky!
Yes, that's Oprah. They didn't just cut a ribbon on this one. And Associate Dean of Research and Diversity Hub Brown also points to the renovations that moved the school forward when he recalls Branham's significant impacts.
We're sitting in one of them, and that's the renovation of Newhouse 2 into the Dick Clark Studios and the Allen Gary Center for Media Innovation. I think it was moving the school to value the importance of responding to the nation's need for more diverse voices in media. I think it was her diligence around excellence. I mean, those areas, I think, those impacts will be with us forever.
Brown was on the search committee that hired Branham after her career that started as a reporter at the Philadelphia Tribune and included stops at the Baltimore Sun and Philadelphia Inquirer, as well as the University of Texas. He remembers interviewing a candidate who could move things in a positive direction on many fronts.
Well, I think what I saw and I think what the committee saw was someone who was very future-focused, who thought very much about the future of journalism education, thought very deeply about it, also understood that one of our biggest challenges and one of our greatest promises is to work in the area of making our media more diverse and more responsive to the American public. And she was very much about that.
Credentials and vision aside, Branham also brought with her a history of struggling as a young black female in a profession where few colleagues looked like her. Assistant Dean of Student Affairs Karen McGee believes that past guided her work.
I mean, she was tough, and I mean tough in a good way. I don't think we can imagine some of the things she put up with or what she experienced in her early career, but I think she took all of that. And that was always in the back of her mind when she was making decisions about students, about, you know, women in journalism or in communications. I don't think there was any bitterness at all. She just took it and used what she learned as an example for others and to pave the way for others.
The focus on others, especially the welfare and growth of students, was another defining characteristic over and above the physical and curriculum changes she brought to Newhouse. McGee has more personal insights.
She was really funny. She had a great sense of humor. She understood people, which I don't know if academics sometimes always do. She was a great manager. And I think bottom line is she really cared about students. That was always her motivator. So she was always thinking, what's going to be best for students, staff, faculty? Mm-hmm. We'll certainly miss that about her.
What Associate Dean Hub Brown and Professor Barbara Foate will miss about her is a focus on excellence.
She wanted to make the Newhouse School the preeminent school of mass communications in the world. And she was about that all the time. How do we get to preeminence? How do we move forward? How do we become number one across the board in all of these different things that we do?
She was always, first and foremost, a journalist at heart. And I also think that she had a real passion and care for students, and not only educating journalists, but educating screenwriters and advertising professionals and public relations practitioners.
Chancellor Kent Siverud added the SU community lost a pillar, a media industry icon, a mentor, educator, and friend. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
The university held a memorial for Branham on Wednesday at Hendricks Chapel. The administration has made counseling resources available for students and staff who are grieving. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.